Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cybersecurity Matters. My name is Christian Redshaw, and joining me today is none other than Dominic Vogel with the red headphones sitting in his home office /studio. Dominic, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. And I guess this is our annual year end special /Christmas special. So happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everyone. So I'm looking forward to, I guess, just wrapping up against the year that was. It was a hell of a year.
It was a heck of a year. And I think we're going to do basically a mini episode and just reflect on what the year that was and think also about, you know, 2021, what's in store there. So let's look back. I mean, for us, Great year, business-wise. We were running into so many ransomware issues out there. I would say that's probably the number one threat right now, the threat of the day. Very popular amongst the underground cyber hacker community, if you will.
For sure. And it's certainly one of the online threats of the year, and will likely be so for 2021 and years into the future as well. You know, especially as you mentioned with the small and mid-sized businesses, we've just seen them being hammered by ransomware. So many of these organizations are just not prepared to deal with ransomware, either from a resilience perspective or even to recover in the face of ransomware. So you've seen so many organizations have had to pay the ransom in order to regain access to that data. And again, that's affected organizations big and small. You know, locally here in BC, I saw Translink, the transportation authority, get hit by ransomware, as well as a slew of, you know, unknown and untold small and mid-sized organizations right across the world. I think about, you know, different stories that we've heard and ones that we've come across, organizations that thought they had a data backup in place, and then when they went to restore it, they found out it was the last data backup was actually 8 months ago, kind of thing. So it's become a great equalizer, I'd say, in terms of really humbling many small and mid-sized organizations who thought that they were resilient in the face of cybercrime and found out very quickly that they weren't. Yes. So I think the word of caution, the word of opportunity here as well is for small and mid-sized organizations is to truly understand that every organization, big or small, especially in this year when we've seen the rise of a digital economy, we've seen more and more organizations become increasingly more digitized and virtualized. The great equalizer is that ransomware will bring you to your knees. It affects every single organization. And as you and I jokingly said before, unless you sell tacos out of the back of your Volvo, you are a target for something like ransomware. So, you know, ignore it at your own peril.
Insert Volvo image here. With a trunk full of tacos.
That's right.
You know, what gets me, because we are always trying to preach a proactive message, and what gets me is really frustrating that it takes an incident like ransomware happening to an organization for companies to do something about their cybersecurity. And it is even more shocking to me that companies that are in a ransomware situation like the one that you alluded to and other local companies that we have seen, they still are not understanding that they need to take cybersecurity seriously. Maybe it's like, we got to deal with the immediate situation, but what are we going to do differently so that this doesn't happen again? Because nobody wants to be in that situation again and have a repeat performance.
Exactly, you know, and it's very frustrating, you know, for the market to be in that reactive state, you know, and I do think that eventually, you know, we'll get to that point in time where at least the SMB market is more proactive when it comes to cybersecurity. I think it's when you look at parallels in terms of how cybersecurity evolved with larger organizations at the enterprise level. You go back to the mid to late 90s and early 2000s. It was still very prevalent for many large enterprises to be ignoring cybersecurity. So I think, you know, they went through a similar trajectory as well. Obviously, in the perfect world, SMBs would be learning from enterprise and realizing that they need to be dealing with this now. But I think we're going through that same growth learning curve or awareness learning curve, especially with business owners and business executives at the SMB level. So as that level of awareness increases, I do think we'll start seeing that noticeable shift from reactive to proactive. But you know what? That's likely going to take a few years before we start seeing the needle shifting in that direction. There's going to be a heck of a lot more hurt and pain in the interim until we start seeing that proactive stance.
Well, one thing that we hear on our episodes is that, you know, a ransomware situation or a significant cyber attack is an existential threat for some companies. And at the very kind of best case scenario, it is a lot more expensive to do things reactively on that side of a breach than to do things proactively. So, I mean, we're happy to engage you when the business is burning down. We're happy to help you out, but another great organization as well. But the reality of it is we would rather have you pay attention and do simple and really inexpensive, sometimes free things, very basic cyber hygiene measures so that you can protect yourself, so you don't have to shell out of pocket or risk the very existence of your organization. So transitioning with that in mind, I want to just highlight, you know, what can smaller organizations do? Small and mid-sized companies that we're helping or that we're yet to help. What hope is there for an organization that doesn't have the manpower, the time, or the financial resources to put basic cyber hygiene in place? What hope is there for them? What options out there are available for SMBs?
Well, thankfully, you know, that's a good question, Chris. You know, and it doesn't require a Christmas miracle on 42nd Street to make this or 34th, yeah. 34th Street. You know, there's no Christmas miracle needed.
No Christmas miracle.
See, I can't even get my analogy straight, but I thought I was a movie buff, but I guess I'm not. But you know, the point of the matter is that what's really critical for smaller organizations to understand is that, and to your point there, it doesn't require them to open their wallets. It doesn't require massive capital expenditures in order to move the needle forward in terms of improving their cybersecurity posture. Simple things, even things such as being better accountability partners to your internal IT team or your IT service provider, knowing what questions to ask, knowing, being able to ask certain questions to make sure that the right risks, the right cyber risks that are most prevalent and facing your organization, that there are the right technologies and policies and processes in place to address those risks, and that security just isn't being done for security's sake. Mm-hmm. Another example I'll give is what I'll refer to as procedural maturity. One of the most common threats right now, sort of a 1B to ransomware, is business email compromises, which take the form often of wire transfer frauds. Something like that, in which why that particular type of threat isn't seen at larger organizations is because of procedural maturity. With many smaller organizations, if a request comes in, looks like it's coming from the CFO asking to, you know, send out a $100,000 wire transfer to some new vendor, someone in the accounts payable will just do it, or the office manager will just send it. They won't think twice about it. There's a lack of procedural maturity there. If you do what large organizations do and just have an extra form of validation, either a second person has to authorize that if it's above a certain monetary threshold, or that you validate that request through another communication channel, that threat disappears. Again, just doing that level of procedural maturity costs nothing. So it's about doing the little things. And again, trying to go through a process, again, not saying, oh, I have to buy technology to solve cybersecurity. That's wrong. That's equating it with being a technology problem. At the end of the day, it's a business mm-hmm. problem. So do some mm-hmm. business improvement processes, or improve some processes within your business to be able to be more resilient and robust in the face of various cyber threats.
You know, a question that I want to address related to that, I think about the smaller organizations. So you may have the big enterprises, you've got the medium-sized companies, but then you've got, you know, two employees to say 25 to 50 employees. I'm thinking about retail, I'm thinking about small manufacturing, I'm thinking about accounting firms, law firms, medical clinics, dental clinics, all that kind of size range. You know, who's in charge of cybersecurity there? Who can take the reins in those smaller organizations when everybody has, you know, 1, 2, 3 job descriptions? How can we empower somebody to be a cybersecurity champion, and who should that person be for kind of the smallest of the small organizations? Now, maybe they're a big organization in terms of impact and finances, but just small when it comes to size.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is where I think maybe this becomes a great stocking stuffer idea is, you know, the online course that we created, again, specifically aimed to these small organizations. Again, it's really about focusing on those cybersecurity fundamentals, you know, laying out and constructing the fundamental security layers to get your organization to at least starting down that path of cyber resilience. And again, to your question of, you know, who is the best person for that? It could be an office manager. It could maybe there is a junior IT person within the company who is interested in cybersecurity and can take that on. I wouldn't necessarily say there's an ideal person, but having someone who has the ability and the willingness to take that on and to be a champion and advocate for cybersecurity within the organization, that's powerful, because you need a change agent, someone to really help launch a security culture within the organization. And again, they end up being armed with the right knowledge through the course that we've created. And like I said, that might be a great stocking stuffer idea for those who are hard to shop for.
Well, just to wrap up and put a bow on that Christmas gift, I think the assumption to the answer to that question is that IT is looking after our cybersecurity, our IT managed service provider, likely in most cases. And really, that is a bit of a dangerous myth, because a lot of IT companies themselves are a cybersecurity risk. A lot of them, not all of them, and we know some that are wonderful. Reach out to us if you're unsure who that is that you should talk to. But the idea that IT has cybersecurity covered, hopefully they're doing what they're doing for you securely. But their role is to keep technology going and empower technology in your organization and keep the lights on. There are organizational items when it comes to policies and procedures within your organization, as well as training your people, as well as interfacing with your IT provider that you need to do that is in your hands. It is your responsibility as an organizational leader to look after cybersecurity. So what we've done with this course is empower leaders and cybersecurity champions to be able to do that effectively. So looking forward to seeing some good participation as we help many of those smaller organizations coming into 2021. So speaking of 2021, Dominic, what is the outlook? Is it more COVID, more pandemic, more ransomware, more business email compromise? Is it more of the same weather systems out there? What are you seeing?
It's all of the above. You know, I was going to say I have a magic eight ball here somewhere. I'll have to ask it to see what the crystal ball says. But to me, again, it's being able to focus on that concept of cyber resilience. So where organizations are, you know, rather than dwelling on the latest threats, rather than dwelling on what's sort of all the negative factors that are out there. To me, the goal of 2021 for small and mid-sized organizations to be focusing on, again, leveraging things like cyber hygiene and moving towards greater levels of cyber resilience. You know, focus on the good, amplify the good, and then, you know, it doesn't matter what bad comes your way. So I think that's I'm hopeful that can be a key takeaway for 2021.
Right. So rather than getting caught up in the threat of the day, let's think about what is the right behavior and start practicing cybersecurity hygiene. So,
bingo.
Excellent. So, Dominic, bring us home. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and tell them where they can find us.
Obviously, we want to thank our amazing and loyal listeners and viewers of the Cybersecurity Matters podcast. We will be back in January with a whole new slate of incredible guests. Very excited for the second half of season two and for the guests that we'll be bringing in 2021. As always, you can check us out on the Conversations That Matter YouTube page, as well as a slew of other awesome podcasts that are under that family banner. And as Christian alluded to, we want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. Whatever you celebrate this time of year, make sure that you spend it safely. Again, it's very different compared to years past, so you may not be able to have those big family celebrations. But just remember, it's just for this year. So whatever you do, be well, be safe, mask up, and we'll see you in 2021.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you in the new year.